WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
WYRC Mobile.
WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
CBT, anyone listening? Okay. I hear somebody out there, but you're not very strong. You're seeing very light, but maybe you can try again. Maybe I can hear you better when you transmission next time around. Back to you. This is KCHCPT. CPT and one copy. The mobile station. This is KCPT. I'm here at Delta Oscar November. What is your name? I'm over here in Clinton Township, Michigan. I think I heard you say from north, something like that you said. What your acute stage was at. You're not very strong, but I'll say 73, and you have a great day. God bless. KCCP.
K8LAX. K8LEX. K8KCZ. You still out there? How you doing today?
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
Non-existent. The guy, the other guy jumped in and told you just couldn't be heard. And then now you're full quieting.
Yeah, weird. I don't know if I got a weird connection or what. I don't think I was, that's the first time I was talking a second ago. So I don't know if it was me or not. Maybe it's a jet.
During that time, you were in there.
What'd you say, 88 CJ? Yeah, Alpha Delta 8 Charlie Juliet. Alpha Delta 8 Charlie Juliet. Name's Chance.
Oh, Jesus, Chance. KB8 OLE. How's it going, buddy?
think you said Kilo Delta then? I know Mike, KB, Kilo Bravo. I was just, thought I heard Kilo Bravo, but I don't know. This radio is acting a fool today. I got this radio recently, so I'm not like a wizard yet at using it, but it seems to be acting like I don't know how to use it. So maybe that's the case.
Yeah, you got it right. You know who it is. It sounded like you had a loose connection at the antenna, or at the rig or whatever. It was like you were full quiet and you go and disappear for a second and come right back. But when it's in there, it's solid as a rock. You sound like a million bucks. Little bit tinny. That's why I didn't, I just got done eating a Flint Coney. Man, oh man. I couldn't tell who it was at first, but then I heard the call again, and I was like, oh, I know who that guy is.
Yeah, this is a new radio. It sounds terrible, though. I plugged in an external speaker to it, because it's just a hand mic, right? It has a speaker in the hand mic, and I plugged an external speaker into the body of the radio, and it's not working great, so I have to figure that one out, too. First QSO I've made on it. I've had it hooked up for a week or two, but first time I've actually used it for talking.
Hey, what's it do? Fill me in. What all does it do?
It's just an analog radio. I was planning on putting it in my boat. It's little. What's the name of this stupid thing? I don't know. It's a something 9900. It's just the radio body is a like a remote head basically on the hand mic. So it works. It works okay. It's got no volume control, which is I didn't know that until just recently. So you got to go into the menu to get the volume control to work. It's got some weird blue and red buttons on top of the mic that I don't actually know what they do. And then right where I'm left-handed, so right where my fingers rest is where the microphone hole is. So I'll figure out that one eventually, but I keep putting my finger over it like maybe like that, and then I can't be heard.
Got a little muffled there towards the end, yeah. How's the new place treating you? How's the wife and the family liking it?
We're loving it up here. We got settled in. We're pretty well unpacked. I've got all my stuff into the barn here. I got rid of a bunch of junk, and yeah, we're loving it though. It's been real good.
That's awesome. Are you where you've got better access to high speed and can operate do the office work there easier?
Yeah, this radio just cut off right in the middle of your conversation. I don't know what's going on here. But yeah, no, we got reasonable speed internet. I just work right out of the office here, so yeah. I've got fiber optics hanging in the tree outside my house so that the guy hasn't come hook them up yet, but they're ready to go whenever he gets ready.
I'll tell you what, I just about eat a raw green turd to have fiber optics. I can't even imagine the speed that would. I'd have to buy some new computer equipment and get rid of this old junk just for that.
All right, I got to shut this thing down. I'm smelling some burning here. So I'll say 7-3, Mike. Let me get this figured out, and I'll hit you back up later. 88CJ.
John, chance to have a good one. I monitor this system quite a bit. Now that I've got someone decent, we got two places to not put antennas up. We're going to liquidate and get a different homestead with some acreage and hopefully a flat piece of ground, so maybe I can have another ultralight again someday. Step 3, 88 OLE.
Yeah, I don't know what this thing's doing. It keeps shutting itself off. Doesn't feel that warm, but I guess it is what it is when you get a... start using the Chinese radios here. Eventually I'll put that TMV-71 back in here, I think, and maybe I'll have a little more reliable setup. Other than that, new house has been great. It's just getting things situated, painting some stuff, and you know, doing all that good stuff. 88CJ, 73 Mike, I'll catch you later. This thing, I'm probably going to catch this thing on fire or something. I don't know.
KF8, FJH, looking for a radio check, over.
It's working. KF8,
CDW.
That's good. How much noise is there? How much static? Are you able to copy what I'm saying? Back to you.
Yep, you sound good. Don't hear nothing in the, no background noise or nothing. So far, so good.
I'm good in Swartz Creek, but you need to get closer to your mic, K8TJ.
I moved a little bit closer to my mic, but a lot of people tell me I need, there's a setting on my radio that I need to change that allows like my mic or phone gain or something like that. Back to you. This is KF8FKH.
KF8FJH from Kilowatt 8 Tango Juliet. How far are you talking away from your mic, Glenn? No copy. No signal. Not making the repeater anymore for some reason. I don't know why. KTJ. I think it's a band opening though. 73.
Okay, how about now? I'm pointing a little bit different and hopefully it's working a little bit different now. I've never seen, like, it's weird. Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. Like, sometimes I get into the repeater well, and even when I don't move or change my position, I get into the repeater, like, fast. Almost like it's a change in power, but I've not, nothing's changed. My power hasn't changed. It's weird. Nothing's changed. Back to you.
Yeah, Roger. Okay, TJ, you got something going on there, because every once in a while, your signal just cuts out. It doesn't really cut out, but I get a burst of noise. You got a loose antenna connection or something. Are you using a handheld with a rubber duck antenna indoors, or do you have an external antenna? Go ahead.
Hey, I agree. I thought it was Chance that I was just talking to. His signal drops way down, and then he comes back in. He's got a loose connection.
Hey, Roger.
This is KFA-FJH. I checked my antenna. Yes, I am on a, I do have a handheld with a rubber duck antenna, and I just checked it right now. It's as tight as you can screw on. It's as tight as you can get. Back to you.
Your rubber duck has got a bad connection there because it's, wobbling back and forth, and it's not making good connection. Maybe you ought to try using some deox or something inside the antenna and connector, and put it on, turn it off, put it on, turn it off. Work it a little bit, because yeah, you've got a bad connection going on there someplace. KTJ, my name is Tim. I'm in Swartz Creek.
Well, if you can hear me, nice to meet you, Tim. I'm going to try taking off my antenna, cleaning the port real quick, and cleaning the end of the antenna, and I'll see if that fixes it. And by the way, here, my name is Ben. But this is KF8FJH, standing by.
Okay, sir. I'll be listening here for a little bit. That transmission, you sounded good except for one one burst of noise. It's like you're, you know, BNC connectors are not real solid. They're not like a PL259. They kind of wobble even after they're plugged in properly. So, check it out. I think you'll find that probably a problem there. Okay, TJ, Tim in Swartz Creek.
Okay, I think I know what it is. It might be because my left hand is very busy, and I'm always switching the radio and turning off.
That transmission was 100% horrible. Something about shaking it, your left hand, that's all I heard. Okay, teach it.
Ben, you may want to just listen and monitor and force that duck around a little bit, round circles by hand, and watch the receive signal or listen to the receive signal. You'll be able to tell where the loose part is. There's something loose. And he's telling you to clean up those connectors. That's a strong possibility, but if that's an older radio or an older antenna, or if it does have a PNC as opposed to the little SMAs or whatever, you may just want to get another antenna. Or the antenna connector on the radio could have unsoldered itself from the board. 73 fellas, KV80OE, and Mike and Faster.
Yeah, Mike, well, if he's close to the repeater, his receive signal is not going to change. I mean, he's receiving the repeater, I think. But, yeah, that's something else to consider there, FKE. Okay, 73, you guys. Okay, TJ.
Okay, this is KFA F28. I used a little bit, and I also cleaned out my antenna board to see if that makes a difference. I didn't see you guys perfectly. It just looks like I'm not really making the original repeater. KFA F28.
Well, whatever you did not fix the problem, KTJ. It's still bad.
Okay, this is KSA. Again, on in a different location of the hand guy. I looked at my in the radio.
It's not a location thing, sir. It is not a location thing. You've got an antenna connection problem there, plain and simple. Either a bad antenna, or like Mike said there, you might have a BNC connection that has come. Well, if it's BNC or SMA, but it may have become unsoldered internally or something, because your audio is still not good. I don't know about your signal. I can't receive you on the input, so I don't know how your signal is into the repeater. The repeater here is full strength, but every time you transmit, your signal goes up and down, up and down, up and down. Okay, TJ.
What kind of radio are we talking about here?
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
He said he's got a handheld of some sort. I don't know what kind. KTJ.
Okay, this is KF8FJH. I didn't do anything different with my antenna. I just went outside the house and went outside. It didn't sound any better.
Sir, it does not. Your signal is cutting out. Like I told you a minute ago, it's not a location thing. You've got a problem with your antenna connection or a bad antenna. Try a different antenna. KTJ.
FJH. It gets pressed the call sign because it was in and out. But what kind of radio are you talking on?
I'm talking on the Baofeng DSFAHP Pro. I'm about to switch my antenna like the guy said, so hold on 1 minute. This is KFAFJH standing by.
That transmission was perfect.
Location.
You had a mechanical problem.
Approved 100% K8LH.
Okay, this is KFAFJH. I don't know how my transmission is perfect because I didn't change my antenna like you told me to yet. All I did was move a little bit and just went outside a little further away from the house. But I'm going to try a different antenna right now if you still want me to. Back to you. KFAFJH.
SJH, stay right where you're at. While you're talking on the radio, grab a hold of your rubber duck, move it around. Twist it, move it around, wobble it back and forth while you're transmitting. Just listen to it.
Okay, this is KF8FJH. I'm moving around, twisting my antenna right now as I'm transmitting. Is it making any difference? I'm still in the same spot. Back to you.
You had one point here where you
take
where
some
you
spray
dropped
paint and put an X down on the ground.
Oh.
And right
yeah,
there,
try your other
there's a call sign there. And that's where you're going to need to go until you upgrade to a better antenna. Antenna is 100% important, more so than the radio. K8LH.
KF8FJH. I'm going to try switching my antenna when I get home. I really only have the stock antennas that came with the radio, but I'm probably going to order a new antenna or something like that. Not sure why it's working perfectly right now. Like all I did was step outside into my driveway a little bit, but I am in a different location. I'm not in Fraser where I'm usually at. Right now I'm in Sterling Heights. After school I usually go to my grandma's house and then my dad picks me up after he's done working. So that's how it usually works. So I had one different antenna on me that I'm about to put on right now, even though I'm coming in perfect and clear. I want to see if that makes a difference when I move, because right now I'm standing in the same spot that I was when you guys were hearing me perfectly good. Back to you.
Okay, Ben, well, you're doing a good job, and you're a new young ham. And we're going to have much patience with you, like we usually do with new hams into the hobby. So, yes, it's all about location, Ben, especially on 2 meters and even more so on 440. So you find a sweet spot, and that's a good spot, but it's not necessarily going to be the same tomorrow as it is today. There's different multipathing and different obstructions and different things in the way of your path into the repeater. But right now, that is a great spot. You're in there, I'd say about 90% quieting, and you're holding it very well, no dropouts, even when you wiggled your antenna around. So it's all about location, Ben. And the best thing you can do, if you can, get an external antenna for your house, a base antenna. a simple GP3 would do fine. Something outside is more beneficial than trying to radiate through the interior walls. Okay, we'll listen for your new antenna there, Ben, and this is Al, K8ALH.
Okay, I just switched my antenna while you were talking a little bit. I heard most of what you heard, but I didn't hear you for a couple seconds as I was changing my antenna. This is, it's a little bit longer. It's about 2 inches longer. I'm in the same spot. I didn't move. I just pulled the antenna out of my pocket and put the other one on. It's more flimsy kind of antenna. It's more of a Slim Jim than it is a rubber duck. It's small and very flexible, and it's about 2 inches longer than the stock antenna. But how does this sound? Does this sound any better or any worse? Back to you. KF8FJH.
Well, Ben, it sounds absolutely the same. It might have a little more gain, and I'm not close enough to your location to hear you on the input. But perhaps one of the other fine hams out here might be closer to your location. I believe you're in Fraser. And maybe they can hear you on the input. That would be the best way to tell how well your stock antennas are working. But when you're into the repeater, it's going to hear you a lot better because it's got a lot higher elevation. So it's above all the obstruction, and there's no interior obstruction right now on your signal. So you're doing a fine job, Ben. So maybe the next person out here can give him an input signal report. This is K8ALH.
Hey, it's doing it to you hey, now.
Hey,
so it's probably,
I'm not in Fraser right now. I'm actually in Sterling Heights. I'll be back in Fraser in a couple hours here. My dad gets off work at 4:30, so I'll be back over in that location in a little bit here. I probably won't be on later around 5 or 6. I probably won't be back on until around 8 because I got a tape. I'm going to a church at 15 in Beaconsfield, at Bethany Church. I'm going to that church with my girlfriend Sierra, so we're both going to be there for family and stuff, so I probably won't be back on until around 8 after that, but at 4:30 I'll probably be off. At 4:30 is when I'm going to be going home and stuff like that, but right now I'm good, and I'm just talking on, but I'm in Sterling Heights right now at the moment, but I'm just trying this on this handheld because I carry the handheld with me pretty much everywhere I go during the week. So KFA-FJH, back to you.
Okay, Ben, you're doing a wonderful job. Very good. You keep up the good work. And there was another station in there under you, but you guys are heterodyning perfectly. It was a near-perfect mix, but we couldn't quite hear what he was saying. So the other station that was under Ben, please go ahead and pick it up from K8ALH.
KFA-FJH, I heard nothing but a receiving signal, no voice at all. Wondering if their mic is not connected or something. That was a little bit weird, but back to you if you know what it is. KFA-FJH.
Oh, Ben, it appears to be a dead carrier. So many that cannot speak, or their modulation isn't strong enough. But your audio right now, Ben, is superb. Keep up the good work. We'll work you later from K8LH.
Okay, that's good. I'm glad I'm coming in good. And obviously, I don't know if you heard me say this before, or I might have been talking up another ham, but I usually don't like to stand outside in the cold, and today, honestly, it's not that bad. I mean, it's still cold, but it's not as cold. It's not as cold as it was the other days. I was going to go stand out there. I think it was like 28 degrees, but now it's almost, if I had to guess right now, it feels like 40, or maybe even a little bit higher.
Ben, are you still there? Maybe at all, week. KB8OE. Jim, are you on frequency in Schwartz Creek? You still out there? Yes, I got bad breath. KB8OE.
We already knew that. AB8CJ.
I was going to tell that dude that it might be the receive on the repeater itself, because it did it to that other guy. I don't know if they're coming in on the same machine, or it could be voters, or God only knows what. And I'm sure there's a band opening, but boy, it went from good signal to like nothing, and then back up in fraction of time, and it wasn't just him it was happening to. But I know I'm coming in up here, and most of this equipment, from what I've heard, is new up here in Guilford.
I was listening to Mayville, and they were getting some like a band opening or something coming in. You could tell it wasn't the repeater because it didn't have a courtesy tone.
Yeah, and sometimes you get guys that just use those frequencies thinking there's nothing else there and try to use them for simplex too, so there's always that.
Yeah, right on. I'm switching over to this Kenwood here real quick, AB8CJ.
Assume you want me to give you some feedback on it. I have a long wire up here, Chance. I don't use it very often, but I'm at another situation where I don't want to set up a lot of equipment because we're selling both of the houses and buying one with some land, like I said. I want something with a flat enough chunk of dirt and I can get an airplane off the ground. Small one, like an ultralight again. Throw a signal into the repeater. I'll give you some feedback. Unless you're having to go in there and program it, then I'll yak a little bit while you get it set up.
Give me a signal report here. This is the Kenwood. Now, I don't know if it's probably significantly better. It's a better radio by all accounts.
Looks like the audio's got a little bit more bottom and a little less nasally, but then again, you know, I'm sure you'll remedy that other one, but the other one didn't sound bad. I mean, got seemed to have a decent signal under the machine. You're coming in to UHF in Mayville?
This is the 14662. It's the I was listening to the Mayville repeater. I don't know what 443 something, and they were getting some kind of a band opening, all kinds of static and noise and almost voices, but you can't really make out what they're saying.
Yeah, that's I'll tell you, I've seen some crazy stuff on 440. Yeah, you sound good. I mean, it sounds great. You're coming in through the LaPierre machine, then. Yeah, it sounds good to me. But I'm listening to one of those little tin cans, one of them little $60 Chinese mobile, 25-watt get-hot unit.
Yeah, that's what the other one was. It's like a little radio body that goes up under your dash, and then the hand mic has all the meat and potatoes in it. It sounds terrible. I plugged an external speaker in. If you wiggle the speaker cable just right in the headphone jack, it's really loud, and then if you wiggle it a little bit wrong, it's super quiet, and I don't know. And then it was misreading the voltage. It was reading 8 volts, and then it would shut off, and then it would read 14 volts, and then it would come on and play, and then it would go back to 8 volts and shut off. So I don't know what was going on with that. I'll have to fiddle with that another day when I'm not trying to actually do something. 88CJ.
Man, I think I know the rig you're talking about. Those always frightened me. Everything kind of running in the handset. You got a handset the size of a softball. It's like, yeah, I'm going to stick with this little bitty junk, you know. I don't have a lot out in it. You know me, that caveman radio impoverished radio. Yeah, I'm Captain Impoverished. I'm telling you what, though, I'm really impressed with the G90. I don't like the programming. Every once in a while it glitches and does some kind of mirror-looking thing on the scope where it's doing like a double image. Even though it's reading single sideband, it looks like a double sideband signal. So I think I'm going to probably have to flash the memory in it and see if I can get a more current driver for it.
Yeah, right on. This hand mic is pretty small. The one that on the other radio, that it's about the same size as this Kenwood mic. It's a little bit longer, but it's actually thinner than the Kenwood mic. I don't know. It worked good for listening, but it isn't working very good for talking. So I'm gonna have to figure that out. Same antenna I'm on now. Same power supply. Everything. It was acting real weird. So I don't know if I got like a bad connection somewhere or what, but. Something for another day. I heard you say you're looking to sell and move to a bigger piece of land. That's amazing. That's good that you guys got that option now. That's awesome. Where are you looking? Anywhere around or just way up north somewhere like your caveman self would do?
I found a 100-acre chunk up in the UP, but I am not that brave, and after that heart attack, I can't see me snowshoeing it or cross-country skiing it out, and so I'd have to have a snowcat or something to walk on top of it, or a building out by the road and a couple of sleds where I could just go out to the road that way or something. I don't know. There's no the energy stuff up there, you know, you have propane and that's it, and if I get far as I would like to be off the road, there's no way a propane hauler is going to come in. And I'm telling you, Chance, I don't know how much firewood I feel like cutting ever again. Is that little rig a dual bander?
Yeah, I think it's like a WP9900 or something. I don't know. It was given to me as a gift, so I like it. It's just something I got to figure out how to use. It's got no good volume control. It's got to be figured out. I don't know. Maybe it's just not all the way sorted yet. My youngest found a piece of property up in the UP in Mass Township, and it's 103 acres. Got a cabin on it. It's 330 feet wide and 3,987 feet deep. Something like that. It might be long. I think it's long. I think it's 3,000-some feet long and only 330 feet deep. But they want $103,000 for it, so he was like, I'm calling Mom. I'm going to have Mom call Grandpa. Grandpa and me are going to go in. I'm like, no, dude, just calm down over there for a second. It's a 9-hour drive from here. All right, 88CJ.
There's a reason you can get those pieces of property, especially oddball shapes like that. If you don't have enough highway frontage, you'll be building something back there, but it won't be a house. Or if you get caught, you'll have to put a road in. There's a lot of weird rules, you know, when you start getting frontage or no frontage, or and then up there, how deep does it get when the thaw hits? You know, I mean, 3-4 foot deep water. Is there a river through it? You know, is it all rock? What's a well going to cost? 50 or 60 thousand? There's just so many variables up there. You really got to be careful. And that land really isn't worth all that much. I mean, you couldn't raise hell on it with a hatchet. KB800E.
Yeah, you can find it on Zillow, but it's got a little off-grid cabin on it with a propane tank. I don't know how you fill it. Probably carry it back there. But it's got two rivers that pass through it, so I'm assuming it's not wet. I'm assuming the rivers get wet around the edges, right? But the cabin seems to be normal height, normal, you know, built cabin. And doesn't seem to have any signs of water in it, at least currently. I mean, it looks like something if you lived in like Traverse City, you could probably buy it as your up north property. But it's just too far from, if you're gonna live down here, it's too far from down here. And if you're gonna live up there, then there's better places to pick, I think, is the consensus. But he was so excited. He wanted that so bad. He just wants to live in the woods somewhere, I guess.
Again, it's up there. You know, what utilities are even available? All them variables, they're, you know, it's like when I first bought land up by the bay. Holy smokes, if I knew then what I know now, I wouldn't have offered... Well, I got it cheap anyways, but I wouldn't have went as deep as I did when I first got into it and just sunk the money into it afterwards and just kept to myself because it gets so clicky there. And, you know, the UP is no different, except your neighbors are a mile away.
Yeah, I figured it would be you'd have to call Minnesota Power and Gas. Try and figure out what they offer over there. A little too far west. Maybe Wisconsin would pick you up. I don't know. Pretty close to Minnesota, though.
I got a buddy, and he wants me to go up there and do a site check. But he's up, skinny. He's up north and east of Lons by about 45 minutes. So he's right up by the top of the water, and he's 7 miles off the main, off of a main road, 7 or 8 miles. And I couldn't find him. I looked all over up in there, down them logging. He's back in one of them logging paths. And he's got a Bobcat, turbocharged diesel Bobcat with a 6-foot blower on it to move the snow. And he has to move that all the way down that for his 1-ton 4x4 that sits way up in the air to get out of there. And they probably got 6-7 feet standing right now of what's left. And they've had several bad storms. And but he's an animal. I mean, he's way over 6 foot tall, and he's got that snowcat Bombardier. And that thing's got tracks about 4 foot wide. That's another turbo diesel.
Yeah, it sounds like it takes a fair bit of money to move in one of those areas way up there. I don't know. I got years left down here, I think. So we'll see how that goes. Hey, I'm going to jump back to work here. I've got a few things to finish up before the end of the day. So I got a radio in the office again. I didn't have one for a long time, but... it's back here now, so I'll be listening. 88 CJ.
Good on, Chance. Thanks for hearing you on the air. I hope things really are that good in the new place, and I'll be in touch. Like I said, I monitor this. I just don't get on it much, but I listen constantly. If somebody breaks down or, you know, if they're close by and need a hand or something, I can jump in the car or the truck and go. Go help them out a little bit, as long as it isn't too much. I'm still healing. The sternum's still popping and crunching, but it's just about done. I don't know. Maybe it's all the way done, and I just don't know that I'm going to have to deal with this for the rest of forever. But the pain's gone. I can actually breathe now. It's quite a treat
I just got a few other things going on, and I've got a lot of hardware for the bees this year, so it's going to be a busy summer. 7-3, this is KV8 OLE.
KF8SJH54 radio check, over.
Calling station, your radio is working just fine. AD8CJ.
This is KF8SJH. How am I making into the repeater? Is there any noise at the very moment? Back to you.
Yeah, you got a little white noise on the back on the background. Sounds kind of like maybe a fan or something in the background, but it may very well be just on your signal. What's your location? I can maybe get a simplex. I'm probably a mile south of M90 in North Branch here.
The closest intersection near me is probably Plumbrook and Dodge Park by 17 Mile Road. I'm located in Sterling Heights. KF8SJH, back to you.
Break. Yeah, go ahead, break. That's a pretty good haul for the signal that you're sending in. I don't know what repeater you're coming into, but it sounds pretty good from my perspective anyways. Go ahead, break. 88CJ.
This is Kilo Echo 8, Lima Alpha X-ray. FJH is coming in on the Mount Clemens repeater, possibly the Warren receiver for that machine. But your signal is phenomenal today. He's had some troubles getting in with his HTs, but today is really good. KE8LAX.
Yeah, right on. It could be just transmission between the different repeater sites. I'm listening on the Lapeer repeater, so that'll give you an idea of all the nonsense in between. So, AD8CK.
This is KF8SJH. I'm glad my signal is coming in a little bit better, because I've had, even at my house back in Fraser, I've been having trouble getting into this repeater, especially in the house. And I'm surprised I'm getting into the repeater is pretty good right now. I'm really surprised because I'm inside the house, pretty much the same spot I was in, but I know it's all about the antenna. I gotta upgrade my antenna and get rid of the stock one, but I gotta get an antenna off of Amazon that is for 2 meter frequencies, because these are probably the 3 meters, all these 2 meter stuff is probably the thing I'm going to use the most. Back to you. KF8FJH.
NAWRO, break.
Go ahead, break, and pick it up.
Yeah, Ben, this is Tim in Richmond, NAWRO. I can hear your signal much better than the other day. Just wanted to say hi to you, and I will pass it over to Dean, KE8LAX, and then after that, 88CJ.
Yeah, copy that. Thanks for commenting, Tim. But also don't forget, Ben, that it's not 100% about antenna. It's also about conditions. You know, today's conditions might be a little bit better for RF than the previous day, but today you're getting in pretty good. I would have no complaints. I mean, there's other people that would have complaints about your signal, but I have no complaints about your signal today.
This is Kenny 88 LAX. Back over to, I didn't quite catch the call sign. Back over to you.
Yeah, let me see if I got
okay,
it.
This is KFA FJH. I'm outside again. Wondering if it was going to improve my signal because my grandma started watching the news and she told me to go somewhere else with it. I didn't want to go in the kitchen because I figured my signal would get really bad. So I'm now outside in that sweet spot I was in earlier. How do I sound? Am I still making it in the repeater? Back to you.
Go ahead, 88CJ North Branch.
Yeah, right on. AD8CJ here. Name is Chance. I don't know. I haven't talked to you guys before, but the name is Chance. Yeah, that actually sounds better on my end. I know, like I said, there's the signal's going through a lot of different stuff to get from your end to my end here in Lapeer, but it does sound better where you're standing now. I don't know if there was some noise in the background where you're at or if you're just in a quieter area letting that microphone do its work. I'm not one of those people that complains about, you know, a little bit of noise on your signal or whatever. I've got garbage Chinese radios, and I've got fancy, expensive Japanese radios, and, you know, I'll use them all. So do what works. And right now my antenna is bolted to a roller for a table saw, and it's in just behind me in the office here. So I'm not going to complain about somebody that's trying to get on the air. You sound fine. AD8CJ.
Well, that's good. I'm glad I'm coming in clear. I just got these radios from Amazon. You know, I was looking for a handheld for my first radio because I didn't know, like, quite if I wanted to get a mobile radio yet, you know? I wanted to try the handheld first because the mobile radio seemed a little bit more expensive. And I figured, let me try the handheld first, you know, and test out the handheld since they're cheap. And if I like it, I'm going to get a mobile radio. And right now, from how I like the handheld, I would definitely get a mobile radio. And I'm thinking about doing it. That's actually what I'm going to save up for a little bit. So probably around the next month or two, I'll probably be able to afford it, and I'll probably get one with a good antenna and probably put it outside by my window or something and use that magnetic part of it to stick it to a cookie tray or something. It'll probably really improve my signal, but that's what I'm thinking about doing once I get my mobile radio. But right now I'm just enjoying the handhelds. And somebody told me I needed to, I was ordering brake pads for my e-bike, and I needed to, since I need to get them off Amazon, I ordered an antenna. It cost me like $15. It's 15.6 inches long. I got it for my radio. It's tuned for 2 meter frequencies, and it's a little bit longer. But I got that antenna for when I get it. I want to see if it will improve my signal for my HP. This is KF8FJH. Back to you.
KE8LAX. You and I were talking about that, Ben, and You're doing really good. You stepped outside, and I know I had asked you the other day to step outside, and you were doing a little bit better, but not as great. The conditions today must just be absolutely working in your favor. But nonetheless, like you said in North Branch, you know, use what you got, and you know, antennas are a big factor. Also, conditions are a big factor, but use what you got. Don't let anybody tell you that you're doing it wrong, and don't let anybody discourage you. I had some issues, you know, back when I first got my ticket, and I got a little bit discouraged and came off the air for quite a while and just only listened. You're on the air, you're getting there. Don't worry about your noise. Just
take the advice and do what you can with it. This is KE8LAX. I'm going to have to say 73s and step out of the circle here, but you guys all have a good rest of your day. This is KE8LAX 73s.
Break.
Copy that, Dean. Thanks. NAWRO here, Ben. Just wanted to give you some information. Not sure if you're able to copy that down, but in case you're interested in our group, you can go to our new website. It's MacombARPSC.org, the county of Macomb, ARPSC.org, and look for the contact information. There's a phone number there you can call, or an email you can, you know, get a hold of us. We do have requirements that you be 18 or older to be deployed. However, we do have members that are under 18 for training if it's okay with their parents. I just want to let you know that. So let's see, I'm going to turn it over to Chance, 88CJ. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, sir. Radar tape for short. Does anybody hear me?
I think I hear a breaking station there. Go ahead.
I'd like to make a quick call and I'll be out of here. K8KCI, K8KCI, November 8, Romeo Hotel Kilo. K8KCI, K8KCI, November 8, Romeo Hotel Kilo. Nothing heard on K8KCI, November 8, Romeo Hotel Kilo, Chesney, Michigan, clear. Thanks for the break.
Yeah, anytime. Have a good one. 88 season.
I was, when the other guy came off, I remember, like, when he told me when I went outside, I was getting it better, but not all the way into the repeater. But this time today, I am in the front yard instead of the backyard, so I don't know if that was making a difference, but, I mean, if somebody could tell me, that'd be, great, because I'm just curious if going, because I know the backyard, you know, is blocked, the going towards, pointing directly at the repeater, the house is blocking it a little bit, so now that I'm in the front yard, it seems to be working a little better while pointing my antenna directly at the repeater outside. Back to you.
Yeah, let me see if I got it. All right, sounds like it. Yeah, no, your signal is full quieting where I'm at. It's perfectly full quieting here. Like I said earlier, it had a little bit of white noise in the background, kind of sounded like a fan in the background, but I'm assuming it was just noise you're picking up from being inside with an HT. Just keep that antenna pointed straight up in the air. When you remember going back to your test questions, the polarization of the antenna matters, so just keep it pointed straight up in the air, and that'll give you the best possible scenario. ADHCJ.
This is KSA-FJH. Yeah, it sounds, I'm pointing it directly up now, and I moved my mouth a little closer to the mic, because when you said my audio was a little bit quiet. It looks to me that, that it's working. It works a lot better outside than it does in the house. I mean, I can find some sweet spots in my house where it works almost perfect, but sometimes it's hard. And even if I just move my radio like a millimeter from the position that it was in, it can change like so much. And it's honestly pretty crazy how that works. But I guess that's how the hobby is, just trying new things and figuring things out. Honestly, I really enjoy it. Back to you.
Chance, is it okay if I take it? NAWRO.
Yeah, go ahead. I'll be clear and listening. 88CJ.
We're kind of working with him. He's going to be one of our members, hopefully, one of these days. Just going to take a turn here, if that's okay.
Yeah, sorry, just getting my station set up for the first time in like 2 years here, so I had a microphone disconnect. Go ahead, sir. It's nice talking to you guys. I'll be just listening and clear.
And I greatly appreciate your help. Appreciate that, too. So, Ben, again, this is NAWRO. Tim, I hear you're in Warren now. I'm looking at the voter, and your signal, just generally speaking, your signal is leaps and bounds better than when you were at the QTH the other day. So it does, at this point, it doesn't really matter what you do, but your signal is great. You were obviously going into the Warren receiver stronger. So, you know, you're good where you're at now. How copy me right now back over to Ben, KFA-FJH from NAWRO.
This is KFA-FJH. I'm copying you pretty good. I can hear everything you're saying. Sometimes I just have trouble getting to the repeaters. I don't have trouble receiving them, but I have trouble getting into them. And honestly, I don't know how it works, but like I said, I'm just learning stuff and figuring it out. That's all what the hobby is about. I love learning it, too, because I've learned some things already that I've not learned when studying for my technician's license. When I was studying for my license, there's stuff that I'm learning while using my radio and talking to you guys. You guys are teaching me stuff. I really like it, and it works good for me. Just using my handheld, getting used out of them. I know they're cheap, outfitting, crappy radios, but that's what I'm just trying for the first time and trying to get them to work as good as possible. Back to you, KFA-FJH.
Yeah, I copy that, Ben. No issues. We all started with the cheaper radios. A lot of us started with the HT, just like you're doing. Of course, you're a younger new ham, so no issues, and we're here to help. I just need to know, did you copy the information regarding our in-person training? You're welcome to that, but probably our coordinator might have to speak to, you know, with one of your parents first. If you're interested in that. But we could make accommodations. We do have one member that's in high school as well, and, you know, we make arrangements maybe for that member to be present. Do you copy that? Back over to you.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to my dad about it. My dad can't. So there, I know you guys are going to have your in-person meeting on the 15th of January. Correct me if I'm wrong, but my mom is going to be taking me, since my dad has a bowling meet on Thursday night. So it starts around 6, and he never usually gets back home till around 10 p.m. So he's got a bowling meet. But I talked to my mom. My parents are divorced, but I talked to my mom. She said she could take me. But what you were saying about that training thing, I can go there for the in-person meeting, and like if you guys will be able to, because I'm not exactly, I've never been to an in-person meeting, something like that before, so I'm not really, I don't know too much about it. I know where it's at, you know, but I don't know a lot about it, and just kind of want to learn and get into it a little bit more. But yeah, this is KFA-FJH. Back to you.
Yeah, I copy that, Ben. It shouldn't be any problem as long as we get permission from one of your parents. Did you copy that website, or I can give you a phone number, either one. It might be best for one of your parents, you know, if it's going to be mom bringing you, that she contacts our coordinator just to clear a few things up. Copy? I'll give you that website again if you can copy it down. Or we can talk at a later date, and I'll get it to you.
Okay, I'm going to pull out my phone right now so I can put the website in my notes. So go ahead when you're ready. This is KFA-FJH.
Yeah, Yeah, copy that. By the way, it's a brand new website. We're still in development on it, but it pretty much works. So it's going to be Macomb, like the county, MacombArpsc.org.
KSA-DPZ, quick comment.
Go ahead, sir.
W.
Afternoon, Tim. Yeah, I hear you talking to Ben there. If he lives primarily at the address listed on his license, I'm only like a couple, 3 miles away from him. If transportation to the in-person meetings is an issue for him, as long as his parents are okay with it, I'm more than happy to pick him up and take him back home.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Cliff. It's more of a permission thing. I believe he does have transport. It doesn't seem to be an issue on the actual transport. Dave just wants to get with his folks to make sure, you know, to work something out and maybe have Micah have the meeting as well. Go ahead, Cliff. Ben, just stand by.
All right, copy that, Tim. The offer stands for him. If ever he has a transport issue, I can go and pick him up. It won't be an issue. And with that, I'm just going to say 73 to the Bokia. Glad to hear Ben sounding a lot better. And I'm just going to go back to monitoring. KF8DPZ.
W8CMA.
Thanks, Cliff. Appreciate the offer. We'll keep it in mind for sure. Go ahead, Ben. Confirm copy on the website.
That, you know, because I would really appreciate that, and I can check with my parents and all that, you know. But my parents are, my dad's going to want to talk to you, and I know he can't talk to you through the radio, so if you have, like, an email or do you have, like, an email that I can have or something, that way I can email you or get in contact with you through my phone, if that's possible. This is KFA-FJH.
N-A-W-R-O. Yes, we certainly do, Ben. First things first, did you copy the website? Because everything is on the website.
W-H-C-M-N.
Yeah, I got most of it. I just didn't spell Macomb right, because I got M-O-C-A-M-B, which I know is spelled Macomb wrong, PST.org, but I'm pretty sure I spelled Macomb wrong. Back to you.
Yeah, copy that. We'll get it right. No worries here. So Macomb is MacombArpsc.org. If you want to read it back, I'll confirm.
Okay, so I got MacombArpsc.org.
Copy that. The last part after Macomb is Amateur Radio Public Service Corps. So the last letter was a C, as in Charlie. And this website is a .org. Copy?
W.
Copy that. I just got into it. The Macomb County ARPSC. I got it on here now. It says sign up today or support our mission when I scroll down a little bit. Sorry about that. A little bit crazy with my speech. KFA-FJH, back to you.
Yeah, I don't know if you can see it on your phone or what you're on, but if you can slide over to the info tab, and then out of the info tab on the drop down, there's some contacts there. And the email is definitely work, so you can have you know, dad or mom get a hold of us by the info email there or the phone number. There's a small problem with the phone number. It may not be working right now, but if it is working, they're welcome to use that as well. And just remember, the contact person you're looking for is Dave. He's the emergency coordinator for Macomb County. So, yeah, if you could have one of the parents contact Dave, we'll hook you up, okay?
Okay, thank you very much. I really appreciate that. And whoever said, I think it was Tim that said he was only a couple miles away from my house and you could pick me up on those days. I can also get permission from my parents from that. Well, I'm pretty sure my dad flew out because he really, you know, he really wanted me to go, and he told me, you know, sorry, I can't take you because it's swollen. But he usually, you know, I'm 16, so he usually lets me go things. I mean, I have an e-bike. I ride it all around the city and stuff like that. So, yeah, that's about it for now. But when my dad's going to get off of work here in a few minutes, and he's going to come here, so I'll probably get to my grandma and grandpa's house around 5 p.m. I'll definitely talk to him about this, and I'll tell him to call that phone number. And if it doesn't work, I can have him email you too. But like I said, I really appreciate this, and thank you very much. Like, I always wanted to get to the TAM Radio Club. It's super cool. Like, I really like it. I like learning about stuff and things like that. I like learning like how the radio stuff works and things like that, because it's honestly really fun. Back to you.
Yeah, I got you in there, Dean. Yeah, Ben, that's what we're here for, so no worries. Looking forward to meeting you if it works out that way. Dean, go ahead and then flip it back over to Ben.
I don't know how well I'm getting in, just a little bit of a rubber duck on the radio, but I'm on the other side of the radio, not the digital side. But I wanted to comment that the info tab is going to kind of go to everyone, but primarily go to me. If you want to contact go to the Echo Charlie website, which is the steveturtle@macombars.org, or on the website it'll mark itself out as that would be the most direct way. Just wanted to make that comment. Back over to you.
Dean, your signal was pretty choppy on that last. Ben, if you get an email to us, your dad does, we'll forward it to the right person. So go ahead and use the info, and we're good with that. I don't want to confuse you too much. Got another radio going here, Ben, so I'm going to say so. We'll talk again. NAWRO, I'll be clear, but listening out. Have a good one, Ben. And you too, Dean.
This is KSA FJH. Really appreciate it. Thank you so much. I'll definitely tell my dad to do the contact info and stuff like that. And like I said, I really appreciate everything off along the way. I'm going to call 73 for now, too, because I'm going to go back inside. It's cold getting out here. So, yeah, but like I said, I really appreciate it. Thank you very much. This is KSA FJH signing off, 73.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
KFHFGF.
Standing by. KFA FTF signing off.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
E8, is that RI requesting a radio check on 7.2?
Hey, WRO, I got you in there, Brian. Try it again, because I had the wrong radio on.
Okay, Tim, how do I sound now? This is KE8ZRI requesting a radio check. Yesterday I was trying to talk to Joe and he said he couldn't even hear me. Is my audio okay? Over.
Yeah, sir, I got you coming in loud and clear. It's a normal VHF hash in there, but you are perfectly readable on the Motorola. I don't know what... I think that was Dean in there. Would you copy it, Brian? Copy that, Brian. I think you signed. I kind of missed that. NAWRO clear. QSY statewide 1. Have a good one, Brian.
KF8DWC calling CQ.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.